Hello and welcome to the Illinois Realtors Weekly Podcast, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in the realtor world. I'm your 2024 president, Matt Silver, and today I'm excited to share with you information about special events planned this summer featuring Illinois Realtors General Counsel and Vice President of Legal Services, the one and only Betsy Urbance. In recent months, Betsy and the rest of the legal services team have been doing their best to help us understand how the NAR settlement will affect our businesses, our clients, and of course, our communities. And the feedback she's received has led us to the creation of 5 Q&A sessions at different locations that will further that good work during the next few months. Betsy will lead these member-only sessions titled The Way Forward from now through July, and she's designed them so that you'll have plenty of time to get your questions answered. To view the full list of dates and locations, go to illinoisrealtors.org, The Way Forward, all one word. The first session will be held at 1:30 p.m. Thursday, May 30th at the Holiday Inn and Suites Grand Prairie in Peoria. Any member from any community in Illinois can register and attend this session, but you have to register to be able to attend. The Way Forward programs will provide important updates and the latest guidance to help you navigate regulatory changes and master negotiation tactics. They are designed to give Betsy ample time to address your questions and help you succeed going forward. Take it away, Betsy.
Remember 3 words: educate, negotiate, and compete. Education's key. Negotiation, that's what y'all do. You're professional negotiators. So you're going to negotiate and negotiate, and you're going to compete. If you go all the way back, we didn't have buyer agency. Until the 90s, we didn't have the presumption of buyer agency. Buyers didn't have any representation. You can come see it, you can come hear it in our roadshow that's coming up, but we're going to have them, so if you're looking at Illinois Realtors, that's coming soon. But buyer agency is worth protecting, because buyers think that the agent that's working with them represents them. And you know what? Here in Illinois and in a lot of other states, most of them, the buyer agent represents the best interests of the buyer over their own interests. So that's very important. And you're worth your money, or at least you need to be worth your money. So we don't want history to repeat itself. We want to protect buyer agency, and we want to do the right thing and abide by our practice changes, which are set forth in the Realtor settlement. Real quick, I mean, maybe for that one person out there that's been under a rock, here are the very, very key terms of the settlement, which was preliminarily approved on April 23rd, 24. Number one, no MLS offers of compensation on the MLS. Offers of compensation can be made between listing brokers and buyer brokers off MLS. More to come on that. Number two, buyer rep agreements will be required. The MLSs that you are participants in will be the enforcers of that. No admission of wrongdoing. The realtor organizations did not admit, the brokerages did not admit wrongdoing. And four, release of liability.
Here's a preview of the kind of interactions you can expect when Betsy leads The Way Forward. Some of the questions that I am getting, and I would like for you to answer, because 2 people asked me again today, how are we going to enforce police, maybe is a better way to put it, when a buyer signs a broker exclusive buyer agency agreement with me, and then 2 weeks later signs one with Tommy Choi, our president-elect.
An exclusive brokerage
yes.
agreement?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then 3 weeks later signs one with Jeff Kolbes.
Okay.
What prevents that?
Well, the first question would be, well, exclusive means exclusive. So it's incumbent upon each and every broker, each and every time they're talking with a prospective buyer client, what does exclusive means? When what does exclusive mean, singular? But when you're signing that kind of agreement, that's part of the educate. That's the education part. So buyer number one ought to know by the time they leave your office that they have signed an exclusive agreement. Therefore, they would be putting themselves at risk. It's not illegal. They're not going to jail, but if they sign those next two exclusive agreements with other buyer brokers, so that's the same broker, right? So, or three different brokers. Three different brokers. So there's three different brokers. So there, here we go. It'd be a fact question, like, what agreement was entered first? Was this for a period of time, or were you with that exclusive broker for a particular property? Because there probably will be ways to do that where you could have exclusive brokerage agreement. Number one, I would not recommend signing more than, two buyers. Hopefully, buyers will learn, but buyer brokers need to be sure to explain what exclusive means. When you sign an exclusive, you've signed on with me. Then there's a whole bazillion fact situations that could occur. These are all contracts. Which contract takes precedence? Would it absolutely be the one that was signed first? I don't know, maybe. If it was for a similar period of time and covered the exact same things. But I think you will see agreements being entered for a property, especially in this market where there's nothing to buy. So you're going to focus, you're going to be laser focused on this one house that's available in the market. But do you follow up?
If you could just also at some point cover that Zillow one being
shown. Oh, the touring by that one company?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, I got another question, and do I have one here? Okay, real quick though, I will cover, if you've seen something on social media or different sources about an agreement that's called a touring agreement, there's no fee, that's fine, whatever, no fee, and a buyer could sign it, and it's essentially a no agency, no nothing, but here's a piece of paper that says that I'm gonna take you on all these tours, right? In Illinois, that would not work. That would not work because if you are a buyer, if you're an agent, a broker working with a buyer, and you take a buyer to see seven different properties, you are going to be presumed under the law to be representing them. And so then you're going to owe them all the duties. It's like the only way you could do a touring with no fee, no responsibilities at all, is you just are like, I'm going to take you to see all these properties, but I can't say one single word to you, and you can't ask me one single question. It just wouldn't work. It's absurd. But in Illinois, under Illinois law. So does that answer the question? We've written something about it. I think we should have a blog post about it. There's a draft out there floating somewhere. Yeah. Okay, we've got one down there and one here.
This is a follow-up to that one over there. I had recently happened to me that the buyer came to me and said, I'd like to see this house in Marion. And I asked him.
Can you guys hear this question?
Yeah. I told the buyer, I said, have you signed an exclusive agreement with any other agent? And he says, well, yeah, I think I did, but he doesn't want to show me these houses. I'm like, you need to go back,
yeah,
and cancel your agreement with them, and then sign the agreement with me, and that's the only way I can show you these houses.
Okay, that was partly right. If they have signed an exclusive agreement, then your duty, if you've asked, and you do have a duty, ethically and legally, to try to determine if someone is already exclusively represented. And I'm sure there's going to be times when they're going to answer no, because they weren't listening when you were educating them. But that's on the buyers. But if you ask them and they say, yes, they signed an exclusive, then you need to probably follow up and double check with the exclusive broker as to whether or not there is in fact an exclusive agreement. Maybe it's a non-exclusive and your buyer didn't know. So you fall in and check it up. You do not ever, nobody should ever try to talk somebody out of an exclusive relationship. That's going to be between the client and their exclusive broker and their respective attorneys, how to get out of that if they want to get out of it. Yes, sir.
We're getting a lot of questions on who's going to determine where the language on these different forms come from. Will it come down from NAR to MLS, or will it come from Illinois Realtors down to our associations? If you could just comment on that, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, the answer is yes. I don't mean to be glib, but you're probably going to see a little. I don't think NAR will put together forms. I think they will give guidance, and there will be bullet points, and there will be information, and the state will look at what forms it thinks it can do. And it, I mean, all the brokerage forms are something that we already have in the library, and those will be revised. We'll probably create some new ones. You will see your locals or the local purchase contract that you use. You'll see some revisions on the local level as well. You will see companies that will do some forms for their own companies. So the answer is yes. Yes.
Will our non-realtor competitors be required to do the buyer brokerage agreements like us?
Under the license law, you betcha.
As a managing broker or a sponsoring broker, wouldn't we be allowed to make company policy as far as...
For your own company,
for
yes.
For my own company.
Yes. How about I do this?
Okay, good.
How about I just generalize a little bit, all right? So you're in your company, and you're making business decisions for your company. What are your expenses? What's your overhead? How many licensees do you sponsor? What do your agreements say with your licensees as far as what your payout is with them? You would counsel as a managing broker with your financial advisors, maybe your attorneys, your guru, I don't know, but you will be making individual business decisions about what the company has to charge. It may even be a range if you want to give a little autonomy to your brokers, your sponsored brokers, but you will have an idea of what your company needs to charge for you to cover your expenses and make a reasonable profit. Okay? And the one thing I'll say, and this is kind of related, but my thought is in this environment, if you have your brokerage agreements, don't hard code the brokerage amount in that brokerage agreement. This is my brokerage agreement. I got some blanks here. Percentage, hourly rate, flat fee, whatever it is, donuts. I'm gonna have a blank. Leave it blank. And have your brokers negotiate with their brokers. You might know in your head what they've got to charge for you to make your profit, but have that discussion with your client. And so the client sees you clicking on that button to fill in the blank as to what they're going to be paying.
Thank you, Betsy, for giving us a preview of what the Way Forward sessions will be all about. Remember, you can view the full list of dates and locations at illinoisrealtors.org/The Way Forward. And thank you, Realtors, for listening to today's show. As always, give this podcast a rating and review on your app of choice. And if you want more content, simply search for Illinois Realtors on your favorite social media app. We'll see you next week.